Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, You shall also say to the sons of Israel, Anyone from the sons of Israel, or from the strangers residing in Israel, who gives any of his children to Molech, shall certainly be put to death. The people of the land shall stone him with stones. I will also set my face against that man, and will cut him off from among his people, because he has given some of his children to Molech, so as to defile my sanctuary and to profane my holy name. If the people of the land, however, should ever disregard that man when he gives any of his children to Molech, so as not to put him to death, then I myself will set my face against that man and against his family, and I will cut off from among the people both him and all those who play the prostitute with him, by playing the prostitute with Molech. As for the person who turns to mediums and to spiritists to play the prostitute with them, I will also set my face against that person and will cut him off from among his people. You shall consecrate yourselves, therefore, and be holy.
If there is anyone who curses his father or his mother, he shall certainly be put to death. He has cursed his father or his mother and has brought his own death upon himself. Adultery with his friend's wife, the adulterer and the adulteress must be put to death. If there is a man who sleeps with his father's wife, he has uncovered his father's nakedness. Committed incest and have brought their own death upon themselves. If there is a man who sleeps with a male, as those who sleep with a woman, both of them have committed a detestable act. They must be put to death. They have brought their own deaths upon themselves. If there is a man who marries a woman and her mother, it is an outrageous sin. Both he and they shall be burned with fire, so that there will be no such outrageous sin in your midst. If there is a man
If there is a man who takes his sister, his father's daughter, or his mother's daughter, so that he sees her nakedness and she sees his nakedness, it is a disgrace. And they shall be cut off in the sight of the sons of their people. He has uncovered his sister's nakedness. He bears his guilt. If there is a man who sleeps with a menstruous woman and uncovers her nakedness, he has exposed her flow. And she has uncovered the flow of her blood. Shall be cut off from among their people. You shall also not uncover the nakedness of your mother's sister or of your father's sister. For such a one has uncovered his blood relative, they will bear their guilt. If there is a man who sleeps with his uncle's wife, he has uncovered his uncle's nakedness, they will bear their sin. They will die childless. If there is a man who takes his brother's wife, it is detestable. He has uncovered his brother's nakedness, they will be childless. You are therefore to keep all my statutes and all my ordinances, and do them so that the land to which I am bringing you to live will not vomit you out. Oh, oh. Furthermore, you shall not follow the customs of the nation which I am going to drive out before you, because they did all these things, therefore I have felt disgust for them. So I have said to you, you are to take possession of their land, and I myself will give it to you to possess, a land flowing with milk and honey. I am the Lord your God who has singled you out from the peoples. You are therefore to make a distinction between the clean animal and the unclean, and between the unclean bird and the clean. And you shall not make yourselves detestable by animal or by bird. I, the Lord, am holy, and I have singled you out from the peoples to be mine. Now a man or woman who is a medium or a spiritist must be put to death. They shall be stoned with stones. They have brought their own deaths upon themselves.